Time now for another feature in our recorded series, Alice Chalmers' People at Work. This is Gordon Hinckley, and today I'm in the number one foundry, the largest of three foundries here at Alice Chalmers. I'm in a building that I'm told is 992 feet long, longer than three football fields end to end. It's, I'd say, between 50 and 60 feet high, and there are big traveling cranes above us. There are a lot of things happening here, as you can tell by the sound. I'm going to find out about some of them by talking with one of the fellows here, Ray Prudzinski. Ray, what is your job?
I'm a molder, Gordon. It's my job to take wooden patterns and create a casting from it. They're mostly big jobs. All the way up to 77-ton castings we did for a big electric turbine.
Now, would you tell us the steps involved in one of these jobs?
Well, to start with, we handle most big jobs in concrete pits, which you can see here. We have approximately 20 such pits in this foundry. They are 12 to 30 feet long and 12 to 15 feet deep. When we tackle a new job, a wooden pattern is brought into the foundry and we place it in the pit. Then we start ramming the sand around it.
Now, this sand, is there anything special about it?
It's a heavy molding sand with a high clay content. It's checked for moisture content by our sand laboratory. After we rammed in the sand, we pull out the pattern and finish the mold by hand. Then the mold has to be dried out before casting. We use oil or gas-fired mold dryers. Sometimes it needs to be dried for several days. Another important thing is to properly tie down and secure the job with beams prior to being forward molded cast iron. The beams are 12, 15, 18, and 22 feet in length. They are placed across the job and tied down with bolts that are secured to Y-bolts in the bottom of the pit.
And then you're ready to pour the hot metal?
Yes. Big ladles or buckets full of melted metal are brought to the mold on those big cranes you see. The ladles are different sizes, up to 38 ton. And as many as three of them may be used on one job. We have seven big cranes and a number of smaller ones to handle the ladles.
Ray, how hot is the metal when you pour it?
Oh, up to 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit on big jobs. We pour it into the mold, and after several days of cooling, we break open the mold and we have a casting.
Now, what are some of the jobs that you cast here? You mentioned a casting for a big turbine.
Oh, we cast half-head turbines for hydraulic turbines, top shells and spiders for big crushers, turbine ends, water boxes for steam turbines, large gears, and other things.
Now, so much for that part of our little conversation here, Ray. Would you tell me something about yourself now? When did you start at Alice Chalmers?
I'm here 24 years. All of them right here in number one foundry. I served my molder's apprenticeship here. At that time, it was 4 years. I grew up on the east side of Milwaukee. Attended St. Hedwig's Parochial School and Lincoln High School.
You have a family, Ray?
Yes, we have four children, from 10 to 18. We live here in West Ellis.
And what do you like to do for recreation?
Oh, I like to fish, do some bowling, and a little archery. I used to play tennis a lot, but do once in a while now.
Were there a lot of tennis courts on the east side of Milwaukee when you were growing up, Ray?
Yes, as a boy, I used to practically live on tennis courts. It seems to me that my youngsters aren't as interested in tennis as I used to be.
Well, it's been nice talking to you. Ray Prudzinski, a molder in number one foundry here at West Alice. This has been another feature in our recorded series, Alice Chalmers' People at Work. On Monday evening, between halves of the Wisconsin-Ohio State game at Madison, we'll be visiting with an electrical engineer in the steam turbine department. Now back to your play-by-play broadcast of the Wisconsin-Indiana basketball game in Madison.